y'all need to mention Big Fatty when you talk about balls. That's very true. Actually, Big Fatty's about to call in, but thank you so much for being a big part of my life. True friends, love you all to bits. Oh, that's Baron. Aw, can we talk about the dressing room pick from yesterday real quick, Ricky? Yeah, sure. After we listen to this.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Aw, can we talk about the Big Fatty balls pick from yesterday real quick?
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 30-some-50-some of the BFO for Wednesday the 29th of June 2022. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, why did he even bother saying it? We could barely hear him. Big.
Good morning, Captain. Come on out and play. Wake up the sunshine and share this friendly day.
Hello, Whisperers. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you Whisperers today, because that's what... Visiting the Villa is doing today. Hi, Andre.
Hi.
Hi. He's still whispering. Y'all. Oh, y'all, now he's got the black lung disease. Big Fatty, he's probably got the sugar by DTs after eating that sweet potato cheesecake.
Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh. That famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh. Master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh. He loves the puppet show with the guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh. Showing off his big old pair.
Oh, Big Fatty, we love the Fatty the Pooh music, especially the poo part, because that's what you do best. Y'all, Hendrick's back with me today, and we're going to tell you all about our day today. Let's see, we finished up recording late last night. Yes. So, y'all, basically, when we finished recording, it was nine-nine-tie-tie. We were in the bed by 9:30 p.m. in the evening.
I thought I had a drink still.
Oh, well, you did have a third drink.
Yeah, I had a third drink.
I didn't have a third drink. I was talking to Hendrick. He's sitting at the counter in the kitchen. And I'm standing in the kitchen, and y'all, I had taken the go-to-bed pills, and the...
Without me knowing that.
Right, and y'all, the gin, the orange gin, y'all, it's kicking in. All of a sudden, Henrik is... He tells me on Tuesday morning, he goes, you say it.
Well, I saw your face change, and I thought, what the hell is going on? It was like getting dark, you know, and then...
Y'all, I realized that... He was exactly right, because y'all, I was trying very hard to remain focused on what he was saying, and it was just like,
you almost like the nip.
No, that was maybe one of the meanest things you've ever said to me. But y'all, I was excuse me, I'll tell you what that is in a minute.
Y'all, I was feeling no pain, and yes, Big Fatty, and Hendrix says I'd like to feel no pain too. So y'all, I gave him a trazodone, and please tell the folks your experience.
I thought it. I knew what was going to come, and then I didn't know what was coming.
Y'all, it sounds like he's talking about sex, but I knew it was going to come, but I didn't. No.
It was a good sleep. It was definitely worth
yes.
it.
Yes. Yeah. Y'all, he evidently.
And I have to say, at this part, I forgot to tell you, I had a huge hard on, and I'm sure it was from the medication.
Yes, that's one of the side effects.
This morning, I was like, really? I
mean,
yeah.
Y'all, I cannot confirm that. You know, he's betrothed. So, you know, there's no confirmation of or anything like that. So, anyway, but he's already requested another one for Tuesday night.
Big Fatty, do you think he wants to do you think he wants to sleep, or do you think he wants to play with his boba?
Y'all, he was in the bedroom this afternoon, and I kept hearing... And I'm like, is he in there touching himself inappropriately? I mean, I'm like, I'm not going to open the door, but yeah, I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what he's doing, but evidently. But anyway, so it was a good night's sleep for all y'all. I slept till, well, I woke up about 5:15. And I said, no, and rolled over. And before I knew it, it was 7:15 and got up. And Hendrick was already awake. So I started the jet engine coffee pot. And
still as loud as the previous one.
Yes, it is. Yes. Yeah. Y'all, then Hendrick got to experience a little piece of Big Fatty lore. Tell them what you experienced.
I had the shishimeat rice.
The shishimeat rice, y'all. He had shishimeat rice, and y'all, I think he liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And
the muffin was really good.
And yes, and we had the good Von's East sourdough muffins. And y'all, I put butter on and everything. And he says, what was that cheese you put on? And I'm like, cheese.
He had a nice
foreigners, they just don't understand.
Big Fatty, that's the Mexicans for you.
But anyway, so we did that. Y'all, I also taught him. He'd never done the Sudoku.
No, that's fun, actually.
And he never done the Wordle either.
I got the Wordle in one word.
You got the Wordle in one word after I had solved it. Y'all, it was a word that I never heard of before. Neither one of us ever heard before. So then he signed up for the Wordle and put that word in. So he got a number one.
I'm a genius.
You are a genius. Well, if you got that on a guess, you would be a genius.
Yeah, it was a very odd word.
Yes. Y'all, it was drawl. D-R-O-L-L.
Made no sense.
Y'all, I put in drool. I understand that word.
Yes, Big Fatty, that's what his what his Bobo was doing this morning when it woke up. It was just drooling everywhere. Anyway.
I would have to go see a magical practitioner if that was the case.
Oh, okay. But he did the Sudoku, and it took a minute to kind of, and it'll take a couple of, and y'all, this was a number one, a one-star puzzle. But tomorrow morning, I'm gonna let him do it, and I'm gonna look over his shoulder while he does it. But it's,
I feel the stress.
Y'all, he has just turned into a big old queen. He just rubbed his hands down the sides of his face like a. I'm so precious. Yeah, the nip. Jeez, and. Yeah. Then after that, y'all, we went out and we did the nipple walk, did the big circle, and y'all, Henrik's legs are so much longer than mine.
Yes, Big Betty, he was telling us about the middle one earlier.
But anyway, so we were on the walk, and he's just kind of strolling, and I'm...
No, but you had a fast pace, like, earlier on. I mean, I was like, little old man is outpacing me.
Little old man was outpacing him. Y'all, he loves the humidity here. Loves the humidity. And but, y'all, thank goodness it was overcast, and, y'all, we could see the weather moving in, because we were expecting the rain showers today, and... I'll tell you what that is in a minute. But I predicted the weather. I said, well, it's going to spit on us a little bit. And y'all, as soon as we got back here to the villa, came in, fixed us a big glass of water, walked back out on the back porch, and it was coming down.
It was fucking pissing down.
It was pissing down. Big Fatty, is that okay in public? And I think that means something else in Mexico. But anyway, but we sat on the back porch for a little while, and
I took my shirt off.
Yes, my t-shirt, so. Yes, y'all, and y'all, he took a picture of my back door.
Big Fatty, we don't need to see those pictures.
No, it's the. He was taking a picture of the back porch.
Oh, well, that's very different.
Anyway, y'all, then we got our shares, and y'all, then I pulled out the snackies, and
another bag of snackies.
Y'all, let me just tell you, as much as he enjoyed the street cone popcorn, he really enjoyed the street cone and jalapeno tortilla chips. And then he may have had orange fingers from the Cheetos.
We actually call them knickknacks, so I wasn't.
What knickknacks? Cheetos?
They are called knickknacks in South Africa, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Why are they called knickknacks?
I don't know.
Do they make you paddywhack? You know, with a knickknack paddywhack, give a dog a bone.
Big Fatty, we've already heard about his bone.
Anyway, Henrik decided since he's on holiday, he was going to do some day drinking. So, y'all, I pulled out, I think it was Tim and Alexa that had recommended a gin. Pink grapefruit, and
Malfi,
so
I think it's called
who
Malfi.
Yes, okay, so I prepared a cocktail for him, and y'all, I had a little sip of it, and then he took his first little sip, and we both kind of went,
interesting.
It's not that it wasn't good; it was just
Because, I mean, last night, the other gin was, we both thought it was really
the good. Orange was just like, ooh, yeah, I like that.
It was really good.
Uh-huh.
This one, I think, is more an acquired taste.
Yes, you know. And by the time he finished it, he had acquired that taste. And I hear it's very good with the Cheetos. Oh, excuse me, the knickknacks.
Yeah, my fingers were knicky-knacky too. So.
Yes, by the way, Big Fatty, is his bona orange? No, I don't think so. But, you know,
Big Fatty, don't let him take the Cheetos to bed tonight.
But anyway.
My stomach hurts.
And, oh, well, after what all you ate tonight, there's no doubt. But y'all, then we turned on the TV machine and watched a little bit of the
soap stories.
It was the soap opera up there in the Washington, D.C. Watched some of that, and then Henrik said, I'm going to have a little beauty sleep. Y'all, I expected him to ask for another Trazodone for an afternoon nip a nap.
Big Fatty, you know why, too.
Anyway, then the nip came down, and y'all, the three of us, we hopped in Ruby Red, and we were off to Shady Pines, mm-hmm. To see Olive.
It's
fucking
so huge Shady Pines, I mean. I would like to check in that Shady Pines.
Yes, it's very nice,
and the drinks are really stiff.
Uh-huh. And he got to meet Olive, and you've got to be impressed.
Very nice gentleman.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you've got to be impressed that he's 91 years old.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have guessed that, no. Would you? No.
I would say he would look early 70s.
Oh, no, he's older than that. I would say he would be in his early 80s.
Yeah, probably. I mean, but it's also like quite tan, so.
Yeah, well, that's because he lays out in the sun and in his Speedo. But, and y'all, the ladies, hey. And so y'all, our lady friends, they were going to join us, but I think they've got kind of the COVID avoidance going on right now.
So at least one of them did.
Yes, one of them did. And y'all, they sat at a different table, and their excuse was they just wanted to gossip. And y'all, I guarantee to you, they gossiped. But we had a lovely dinner. And y'all, this is what I'm belching up. First of all, we all had the chicken soup. And dumpling soup, and it was very good. And I had the roast beef prime rib sandwich, or the roast beef sandwich, you know, with the au jus.
Yeah.
And y'all, it came with the onion rings, and that's what I'm...
That's why I didn't choose that, because the onion rings always make me burpy.
Yeah, I'm going to have an Alka-Seltzer for dessert. Hendrik, what did you have?
I had the chicken sandwich.
The barbecue chicken sandwich or whatever.
Yeah, it was a grilled chicken sandwich with... fries.
Well, y'all, we told him now you got to have a little appetizer here, because you know it's Shady Pines, and you know they do the old person servings. Hendrik's plate comes. The sandwich had to have been 8 inches across, and there must have been 400 fries on the on. Yeah,
that was a lot.
And y'all, you know, just so he could be. A good guest. He ordered the sweet potato cheesecake.
Yeah.
And how was that?
Sweet.
Sweet. It's a sweet.
It was very sweet.
And big, very. I hope he didn't use that as lube. But anyway, you know, people love to touch their sweet potatoes. But y'all, the big event of the evening is Hendrik has a date.
Yes, I do.
So tell everybody about your date.
I will have a date in Cape Town in October with Pam.
Pam
is the chef at Shady Pines. And happens to be a fellow country lady.
Yes, she is from South Africa. We knew that. And so, y'all, I asked the waitress, I said, could you let Pam know that our friend here today is from South Africa? And we knew she was, and the girl says, oh, she'll be right out.
Yeah.
And she's kind of kick ass. And
yeah.
She says, here's my number. Y'all, we think she's a Lesbyterian, but.
Yeah, the nip nearly fell over, I mean, so.
And y'all, then all the way home, y'all, I thought Hendrik was going to go into convulsions from all the laughter. I don't even remember. It was nip stories.
Oh, it was lots of nip stories. About the state of South Carolina.
Oh, yes. And y'all, he's bitching and complaining. These people haven't rolled in their trash bins. By the way, when you drop me off out back. I forgot to roll my trash bin in. Oh, dear Gussie. Well.
That was a full day.
That and y'all, that pretty much has been our day. So, y'all, you know it's hump day. You know what's coming up today, Hendrik.
Another bonus.
Big Benny, you set him up for that. You said you know what's coming up. And I was going for Von's East. But we know.
Yeah, we can do that too.
Oh, yeah. No, you're not going to have a boner at Von's East. Big Benny. Please. Y'all, speaking of boners, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans. And Big Ricky, what do you got to say?
Oh, can we talk about the Big Fatty Balls pick from yesterday real quick?
Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Yes, there are many pictures of Big Fatty's balls. In fact, I think Miss Beaver has most.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. and ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.